It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, if you're looking for quick, convenient meals with not a lot of cooking for the hot days of August, how about canned seafood? On Food Friday, we'll talk about sardines, mussels, and more with a tinned seafood enthusiast. First, the Tokyo Olympics wrapped up on Sunday, and Wisconsin athletes played a big part. A number of athletes with ties to the state were on Team USA in the Olympics and the upcoming Paralympics. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you watch a lot of the Olympics? What's your favorite sport to watch? And were you watching for Wisconsin athletes? Wisconsinites with loved ones or community members who competed, we want to hear from you. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. We have a Wisconsinite Olympian joining us now. Phoebe Bacon is an Olympic swimmer for Team USA. She competed at her first Olympics this summer in Tokyo, finishing fifth in the 200-meter backstroke. She's a student at UW-Madison and will be graduating in 2024. Phoebe, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations, your first Olympics. What were some of the highlights of the whole experience?
Probably one of the biggest highlights was watching that last final session and the men break the world record in that medley relay. That was pretty incredible.
As a swimmer, when did it hit you in your career that you might have a shot at going to the Olympics? When did that dream start to look like a reality for you?
Probably right when I was around 12 years old. I just made my, first junior national level meet, and I was getting pretty close to the Olympic trials cut, and I was like, wow, swimming really could be my thing. I should keep doing this.
What brought you to UW to be on the swim team and of course go to school here?
Of course the school, you can't get much better than UW academics. And then I came for a visit here. I met with the coaches and just loved their style. Yuri, the head coach, I think he's incredible. Always loved his work with Katie Ledecky. And then the team, getting to know them was one of the highlights of my recruiting visit here. They were just so welcoming, and I felt really at home with them.
Now, your main event is the 200-meter backstroke. Can you talk about how you pace yourself for a 200-meter event?
It's definitely longer than 100, so you cannot go out and just sprint it. But it takes just hours of practice, figuring out where you should be at each 50. And me and my head coach, Yuri, and then at the Olympics, my coach, Greg Meehan, we just kind of talked about it and worked through it at practice so I could execute the best race I could.
Now, I was looking at your Team USA profile. I wondered what you do in your downtime, when you're not working out and swimming. You enjoy nice, peaceful hobbies like ice hockey, soccer, and climbing. Can you talk about your love of those non-swimming sports?
Yes. Growing up, I've always played other sports. Ice hockey, soccer, I did lacrosse, all of them. And I've just always enjoyed it. I like being active.
Now, are you planning on competing in future international events and maybe another round of Olympics down the road?
Hopefully. That's definitely the goal. And right now the focus would be the Wisconsin college season. But after that, it's for sure more USA events.
All right, can I ask you a really dumb backstroke question?
Sure.
Okay, so I swim much slower than you, obviously, and with a lot more stopping to breathe. My big thing with backstroke is I'm always worried I'm going to bonk my head, and so about three-quarters of the way to the end of the pool, I start looking back, which I know would slow you down as a competitor. How do you have the awareness to avoid that head bonk at the end?
You see the flags up above, and just through, again, countless hours of practicing, you just learn how far away from the flags that you need to flip over to do a flip turn. Just practice. I think you can get it. You'd be able to.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I believe in myself. I can do that. Now, Phoebe, most people aren't going to end up in the Olympics, but can you, I don't know, share some of your love of swimming to encourage people to get back into it or maybe even to try it out for the first time?
I mean, it's one of, I think it is one of the best forms of exercise that there is. You're using just about every muscle in your body. And I mean, for younger kids, it's so much fun. I know back home, there's like summer league and summer swimming. And I know they have that up here in Wisconsin. And it's just all about like cheering and enjoying the sport.
Well, Phoebe, we'll leave it there. Welcome back from Tokyo. And thanks a lot for taking the time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Phoebe Bacon is an Olympic swimmer for Team USA. She competed at her first Olympics this summer in Tokyo, finishing fifth in the 200-meter backstroke. She's a student at UW-Madison and aims to graduate in 2024. Now, J.R. Radcliffe joins us, trending sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, for a look at Wisconsin's full delegation in the Olympics. J.R., welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Before we look at some of the other individual participants, JR, like how big a crew did we have when it comes to the Olympics and then the upcoming Paralympics?
Yeah, I'd say it was about a normal sort of delegation, like you said, for Wisconsin athletes. There were no Wisconsinites who came away with gold medals, but there were still some really good stories. And obviously, you know, you're talking to Phoebe Bacon. There were a few other connections to the University of Wisconsin in particular, as well as at the Paralympics, there'll be a handful of Wisconsin connections there as well, particularly in basketball. There's a pretty big contingent out of the University of Wisconsin Whitewater program, so they'll be really well represented there. But this was pretty standard fare. Didn't get a gold medal like we did in 2016, but we definitely still had some pretty good stories.
Well, let's check out some of those stories, starting with Molly Seidel, runner from Heartland who won bronze in the women's marathon. This is her third marathon ever, I understand. Here's Seidel talking about that on the Today Show.
When I switched up to the marathon distance from running shorter 5Ks and 10Ks, just the type of training that I do for the marathon, I truly love it, even though it's hard, it's long, it's grueling. I run upwards of 130 miles a week. I just love every part about this race. Where my brain goes in the race. I think I'm just like really well built for it. And I don't know, it just kind of sets my soul on fire when I do the event.
Can you talk about Seidel's run? She skipped, in effect, the Olympics in 2016. She said because of struggles with anxiety. Now here she is, bronze in a marathon. Can you share a little more of her story?
Yeah, this was a really cool story and cool for me because I covered prep sports for a long time and got to see her coming through the ranks at University Lake School, which is this really small school in Heartland in Lake Country outside of Milwaukee. And, you know, she was a phenom then. She won 4 state titles in cross country. She won 8 state titles in track and the 2 longest in the distance running events, the 1600 and the 3200. She went to Notre Dame. She won some national titles there too. But like you mentioned, she had some injuries. She had anxiety issues that she's been very open about, mental health struggles, and didn't get a chance to compete for the Olympics in 2016. Real easy for the door to close on an Olympian if you miss sort of your prime moment in 2016. And here she shows up again and late February of 2020, running in the marathon, her first ever marathon at the U.S. Olympic trials for the marathon. And she took second place. She qualified. Crazy story. Then the pandemic comes and shuts that all down. So 17 months go by where she knows she's going to be an Olympian. In the meantime, she runs her second ever marathon. And then she gets to Tokyo, Sapporo, where the marathon was, which is quite a ways away from Tokyo. But and she stays with the lead pack the whole time. It was a bronze medal, but honestly, it felt like gold because Americans aren't supposed to do that well in the marathon, especially marathoners that, you know, haven't been around the scene all that long. You know, she's so new to this and finishes behind 2 Kenyan runners. One's a world record holder. You know, one's the half marathon world champion. No shame in that whatsoever. Her being in the lead pack and taking third was just a tremendous story right at the end of the Olympics. That was definitely a highlight, certainly for Wisconsinites, but just in general, that was a really cool story for the United States in general.
A big achievement there. Is there a thought that she's going to be back for more events like this?
I would love to ask her. I haven't had a chance yet. I'd love to sort of do a postmortem on all this. She's, you know, she's living in, spending time in Boston and in Arizona. So she's got a lot of people that she's paying attention to and visiting. And I don't know, you know, she's already 27 years old, but But marathoners tend to be older. You know, that's not necessarily the youngest athletes at the game. So it is, I think, definitely on the table that she come back to this and try it again. And, you know, maybe she even tries to go back to some of those, I say shorter in air quotes, track events, you know, like the 10K or something.
Oh, but, just 10K. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the fact that, the fact that she did so well, I don't see why not. I have to think she'd still be interested in training for the next games.
We're picking up our talk now with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel trending sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe about Wisconsin athletes competing in the Olympics and Paralympics. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Was there a Wisconsin-connected athlete you were following at this year's Olympics? Call in at 800-642-1234. And let us know the highest level of athletics you've ever competed in, if you'd like. It doesn't have to be the Olympics. Call 800-642-1234. If you've won multiple MVPs in the NBA or NFL, by all means, call 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Rana is with us in Rice Lake. Rana, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. So excited to be able to give a shout-out to our hometown boy, Kenny Benarek. Kenny got a silver in the 200-meter men's run, and I happened to be teaching summer school, and that day, the morning of his run, everybody was late for class because all the kids in grades K through 8, we were all in the gym cheering and yelling, and it was the fastest 9-point-whatever second run in all of our lives, and it was so loud with enthusiasm. Some of the kids didn't even know why they were cheering. They couldn't see the screen, but they were just cheering so loud. It was the best day ever.
Rana, thank you so much for sharing the excitement. I love it. These are fast races. We can actually listen back to the whole race of Kenny Benarek. Here it is.
It's a strong start in lane 7 for Kenny Benarek of the United States. Andre DeGrasse got away well in 6. Noah Lyles always comes late. He is moving as they turn for home. Noah Lyles surging out in front. Can DeGrasse close? It's Lyles, DeGrasse, Benarek. Here comes Andre DeGrasse. And finally, the Canadian strikes gold at the Games.
So Benarek, a silver there. JR, we heard some of the excitement in the race itself and from Rana and her classroom.
Awesome story. I can't impress upon people what it was like watching Kenny Benarek run at the state track meet in La Crosse when he was in high school at Rice Lake, the WIAA meet. It was it was appointment viewing. Everybody went out to make sure they were watching his races. He's got multiple state records. I don't know if they're going to get topped. I mean, I think in the 1, 2 and the 4, he's got all of those state records at this point. Just a special athlete and a pretty, you know, still very young. I mean, there's a lot of career left here. And in that 200 race, there were a couple guys that I think were just much more higher profile than from the United States team. There was Noah Lyles, who took bronze. He won the U.S. Olympic trials in the 200. And then the guy who took Arian Knighton is just 17 years old. So understandably, there's a lot of attention being paid to this, you know, high school kid competing at this level. But then Benarek is the one who goes out and does the best of the three, gets that silver medal. Awesome, awesome situation. You know, he's a guy who's, you know, pretty rapid ascent too. We talked about Molly Seidel kind of coming out of nowhere. You know, this is a guy that was at a community college and was running in high school just not that long ago. And now he's a silver medalist.
Rana, thanks so much for setting the scene for us at 800-642-1234. Another Wisconsinite who medaled in Tokyo was a Madeline Bernau, who won bronze in mixed trap shooting, born in Racine, hometown Waterford. Can you talk about her and her event?
Yeah, so that's that shooting sports did quite a bit better at this Olympics than they had in the past. I believe they doubled their total medal count. They had 6 at this Olympics compared to 3 in 2016. So that's a pretty good step forward. She's 23 years old, attended Waterford High School, you know, kind of a phenom in the trap shooting field. She competed in the mixed team shooting event. So one female, one male shooter. I believe she had one round in one of the preliminary rounds where she hit all 75 targets, which is, wow. I think, the first time she had ever done that. Truly exceptional. She was the first Wisconsinite to take home an Olympic medal because her event was very early on in the Olympics. So that's also a good story. I can't sit here and pretend like I'm very versed in the shooting sports or know a lot about it. We don't get a chance to see them very often, but that was obviously a great start for Wisconsinites at this Olympics.
Talking to J.R. Radcliffe about Wisconsinites in the Olympics. You could join in at 800-642-1234 if you were watching all of them or one of them in particular. And we also invited you to share your peak of athletic experience. Let's bring on Mark now in Sister Bay. Mark, hi.
Yeah, I was on the Gibraltar High School ski team. We were state champs back in the 70s, 74, 75, 35, 76. And my cousin, he was the anchor, and he had offers to go to the USA ski team. And, yeah, we did the downhill and the giant slalom and the slalom events. And that was probably one of the best times of my life.
Did you keep skiing afterward, Mark?
Yes, I did.
Still to this day?
It's been a while, but I can't wait to get back into it.
Excellent. Mark, thanks a lot for sharing that at 800-642-1234. And, JR, you mentioned you covered prep sports in the past. I could hear you're a big fan of them. Can you just talk about the joy when that hometown team makes it good?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome to be able to write about that stuff and tell that story and go back in time. And sort of revisit it, you know, knowing that I watched Kenny Bednarik run in high school, or knowing that I was able to cover Molly Seidel in her first races. That's very gratifying for me. I don't know how many people follow prep sports in general, so they may not get a chance to glimpse that depth. But obviously, anytime somebody from Wisconsin gets on that national, international stage, you're going to be paying attention to it. The caller mentioned skiing. Winter sports are obviously where Wisconsin has thrived in the past. The Winter Olympics are really where you get to see quite a big contingent from the Midwest. There's obviously a big speed skating imprint in Milwaukee because of the Pettit Ice Center. Down ski jumping has its roots in Lake Country as well. There's a lot of connections. So this is a little different. In the summer games, there aren't that many Wisconsin athletes who've done particularly well, who've racked up multiple medals. So any success whatsoever is a pretty cool thing.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. A couple of Olympians with a Wisconsin tie went straight to Tokyo after winning the NBA championship, right, JR?
You betcha. Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton. What a whirlwind for those guys to win the NBA title. I mean, essentially the parade, the NBA championship parade had to be 2 days later so they could put these guys on an airplane, along with Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns on the other side of the finals there, and send them to Tokyo so that they could help that men's basketball team. And it things did look dicey early on. They lost to France, the team that they wound up beating in the gold medal game early on in sort of the first rounds of play. It didn't look like it was a sure thing that this team was going to win gold, but Drew Holiday was such a huge contributor, doing the same things that helped the Bucks win the title, where he's just phenomenal on defense, a guy who kind of glues everything together. 31 years old, he's been around for a while. He's a veteran guy, but he was certainly the ingredient they needed, and they were able to come away. So yeah, in a matter of weeks, Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday have won the Larry O'Brien Trophy and then a gold medal. That's an unforgettable run. I guess you can sleep later when you have that kind of success pouring in.
JR, any other Wisconsin stories that struck you from this year's Olympics or, again, the upcoming Paralympics?
You spoke to Phoebe Bacon from the University of Wisconsin, 18 years old. I believe actually she just turned 19, I think yesterday.
Happy birthday, Phoebe. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
You would imagine that she would be back, that she would have the opportunity to compete again in swimming. So that's certainly exciting. A couple other University of Wisconsin connections. Kelsey Harshman, she was playing on the Canada softball team. They took a bronze medal. I think that's their first medal in softball. So that's kind of a cool story. Mo Ahmed, this was his second Olympics, also running for Canada. He's a 30-year-old who went to the University of Wisconsin. He took second in the 5,000 meters, won a silver medal. So that's cool. And Rose Lavelle, member, kind of a high-profile athlete, member of the women's soccer team. Disappointing finish for them to take bronze, but former University of Wisconsin standout. She's from Ohio originally, has had her moment in the sun at the World Cup, and I'm guessing she'll have a chance to win a medal on the next Olympic cycle as well.
And then looking ahead at the Paralympic Games starting August 24th in Tokyo, the wheelchair basketball team, big Wisconsin contingent from UW-Whitewater. Can you tell us a little bit about that team?
Yeah, I mean, like I said at the outset, I believe there's five, maybe six athletes with Wisconsin connections or went to UW-Whitewater. That has been a powerhouse for quite some time. So you've got a lot of players who've appeared in the Paralympics before. Guys like Matt Lesperance, Nate Hinz, guys who've won medals in the Paralympics who will be competing. So that's certainly something to watch. I know a Paralympian from my hometown here in Wauwatosa. She's a paratriathlete. Name is Haley Danz. She took silver in the most recent Paralympics in 2016. So she'll be somebody that that you can look out for as well. I know she's run around the area. I believe she qualified in Pleasant Prairie. I think the paratriathlon, the trials were in Pleasant Prairie this year. So she'll be going there looking for gold as well.
And out of season here, I know Wisconsin's big on some winter sports like speed skating, historically curling, and some others. Anything on your radar? I know I'm getting ahead of the game here for the other kind of Olympics.
Yeah, nothing on my radar yet, but you're not that far ahead of the game. I mean, we've got basically 6 months here until we get into, you know, early 2022 is when you've got the Winter Olympics rolling around again. So this is going to start up very quickly. I couldn't tell you precisely the names to watch yet, but like I said earlier, with the Pettit in town, there's bound to be Milwaukee or Wisconsin connections on that speed skating unit. And usually the women's hockey team in past years, Brianna Decker, for example, Alex Rigsby have competed in the Olympics and had success, won medals. So that's always something to watch as well. And a lot of UW connections there as well.
JR, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Absolutely. We'll do it again.
That was Milwaukee Journal Sentinel trending sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe talking to us about Wisconsin's representation in the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics.